way. But I'm telling you, you can't go in those places with those people without sooner or later having to make a decision to compromise. If they're all telling dirty jokes, what are you going to tell?
I'm glad you mentioned Lodge, because men especially, well, and we have the Job's daughters who are part of the Masons, but people love to congregate, and to get in with the wrong crowd like the Masonic Lodge is a destructive thing to do.
And you know why we like to congregate? We like to be noticed, because that gives us value.
Mm.
And
that's why there's different levels in the Masonic Lodge. You go from level 1 up to level 32, because, and then you gain importance, and boy, you wear all this new, this special clothing.
New garb.
Yeah.
And you are recognized. You come into the lodge, you're the exultant whatever ruler. I remember my boss in high school was heavily involved in the Elks. And he stayed in there long enough that he became the exalted ruler. And men would come in the store where I worked, and I worked in a hardware store, and he was the owner. But I remember the respect that they gave him because of this chair, this office,
position,
or this function in the lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his church. That was his recreation. That was his everything.
Yes.
His social order. It was all having to do with the lodge.
Mm.
But it wasn't good for him in terms of spiritual things. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was a big guy around town. But what was he really? He was an empty man looking for significance.
Oh, and we can only find significance in the Lord, Darren.
True significance. And you know, as we do those things, many times, then the challenge is there. Well, do you want to be one of us? If you want to be one of us, you've got to join and pay the dues and be here for meetings. And then pretty soon, here you go. You have to start making some decisions. And am I going to give all that time to the lodge, or am I going to give time to my church?
Well, you sell your soul.
That's right. Exactly.
And that is so sad.
Well put.
It really is. In Proverbs 18:9, it talks about the lazy person who lies around waiting for the lotto. No, I'm, that isn't scripture. But
that's not in the Bible, but that's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing. They are.
You know, Barbara.
Proverbs 18:9. I just want to read the scripture, and then you can make your point. He also who is slack in his work is brother to him who destroys. Remember that. When you sit around with lazy people who don't have jobs, that's a destructive spirit. That's going to destroy you eventually. So I didn't know what you were going to.
Well, yeah, and along with that, if you don't have a job, somebody's paying, probably you, and sooner or later you're going to find that your lack is greater and greater, and it multiplies.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon, as it says, even what you have will be taken away, and you don't have anything.
Yes.
Well, sometimes we get down to that. We have no assets, but then what's taken from us? Well, you're out of control then.
Mm.
Then you're really vulnerable. Then you're subject to whatever's coming down the line. But I like to say this. Some of you run to every kind of new deal that comes along financially, and all of them are built on a quick, rich scheme. And if the body of Christ had all the money that's put into, now I'm not saying this, that not all multi-levels are wrong, but a lot of them are. And a lot of you, have, like me, you've gotten involved in those things. It took a lot of time. It took a lot of money. And you spent money you didn't have. And with all this wonderful marketing plan, and if you could just get in on the ground level and blah, 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 you know how the beat goes. There were some people in a church that I attended one time. Every time they came around, they had a new multi-level deal to share with me. I got so angry with them. I said, I don't want to hear it. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you're sending gold dollars for 50 cents. I am not interested. I had a man come to me one time and said, we've got a way that you can drive on free gas. I knew in my heart there's no such thing.
That's right.
I mean, it can't be. And so I didn't even give them the time of day. I don't want to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after a while, we have to shut off these wonderful, marvelous opportunity meetings that we could be taken to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, folks, I tell you, there's a way to make money in business, but it's not with some of these fly-by-night, get-rich-quick deals. Because sooner or later, somebody's going to lose. And if the body of Christ had all the money that's put into some of these quote-unquote entrepreneurial schemes, the church would be way down the road financially.
They would. We just don't want you hanging with the wrong crowd. And that includes some of these things that we're talking about,
okay,
Darren.
Now, just a minute. I got to say one more thing. in all of us, there's a little greed, unfortunately. And I have seen people just lay down all caution. They didn't do their due diligence. They gave somebody, the fast talker, all of their money. Sometimes it's hundreds of thousands of dollars. But honestly, in their heart, they were greedy. They wanted an unusual, they wanted 50% return on the money. Folks, that does not exist. Mm-hmm. And you've got to do your due diligence. And part of that is getting honest with yourself. What am I about to get into here? Have I checked with my pastor? Have I talked to the elders in my church? Have I really, as a Christian, walked in wisdom?
Yes.
Or have I walked in stupidity?
Well, Darren, there is something to be said for work, and there's something to be said for steadfastness, and there's something to be said for faithfulness. God loves those kinds. He loves those characters. And you can't get that through going to the lot, trying the lotto, or these rich quick schemes that you're talking about, 50% on your investment. There's no way that you're going to build your character. And see, that's what God is really interested in, building your character.
Okay, now, one of the things that they'll say to you, well, a Christian started this company.
Oh, I know that. But that's when we have to ask God for the discretion and wisdom
exactly,
that we've been talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly, and they lay down all caution and start writing checks.
Yes. Well, you stay away from those people. Listen, Darren and Barbara told you to. Well, here, and in lazy people who lie around, they're slothful. One good scripture here is here in Proverbs 26:13. The sluggard says, there's a lion in the road. Okay. The lazy person, the sluggard, doesn't even want to go out of his house.
Oh,
he doesn't want to go to work. There's a lion in the road. There's
no,
a dangerous thing out there.
They would say the booger man's out there.
Okay.
He's going to get me.
A lion is in the open square. As the door turns on its hinges, so does the sluggard on his bed. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He is weary of bringing it to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can give a discreet answer. See, it's the sluggard who says, man, I know about everything. You ask me, I have the truth on everything. And he sits there and sucks all these people into his horrible, horrible, deceitful environment. And that's a spirit also, Darren, a spirit of laziness. It's horrible. It's a destructive spirit. Well, also, God does not want you to have anything to do with liars or those who speak falsehoods. He doesn't. And he was talking about Israel, who was believing in the countries around them. And there's an important scripture, Darren. I'm going to break away from Proverbs for a little bit and go to Micah 2:11. If a man walking after wind and falsehood had told lies and said, I will speak out to you concerning wine and liquor, he would be a spokesman to this people. God is saying, Israel, you have believed the lie. You have believed the natural carnal man rather than God, your father, who wants to teach you the very best. And some of you, excuse me, but some of you have gone to every agency but to the word of God to seek for truth and to seek for justice. And Darren, that is horrible. That's a horrible thing to say, but a lot of Christians never touch their word for direction and guidance in their life.
But wait a minute. It's not just a horrible thing to say, it's a horrible thing to do. And we're talking about some of those things that creep up on so many people in the body of Christ. And you know what that does? It saps energy away from the gospel,
yes,
away from the church, away from God's plan for the body of Christ. And then you get involved in these things, and often then you end up in a lawsuit of some kind. Or, you know, I'm getting in my office a thing that there's a certain Christian outfit that's gone bankrupt. Now, they shouldn't have gone bankrupt, but I knew years ago they were promising what they could not do. Mm-hmm. And now I keep getting these things. I'm not interested in pursuing them. Listen,
yes,
the money is gone. And it was a very legitimate investment. It wasn't a sham deal. It was something that I really needed, that all of us need. Well, it involved telephones. And now all of a sudden this thing's down the tube. Just this week I get a letter from the bankruptcy court saying, what do you want to do with, because you're a creditor in this thing? Well, I don't want to be a creditor in the thing. I just throw it away. I don't want to respond. I don't want to mess with them.
That's
hey,
right.
You took my money. You mismanaged your deal. Now, you fix it. But don't bother me.
Yes. Well, here's another one. And I must admit that I have been involved in some of this kind of stuff, in eating.